Social media screams for our attention. Social media does lots of damage when it comes to financial literacy. Today, we're exposing some of the worst financial planning advice going viral on social media. We are doing myth busting, because what passes as advice is or could be dangerous. We start right now.
And now, Money Matters USA with Fred Sage.
And you also need to work with your advisor to create multiple income streams.
You're at the right place for information every week regarding all the components of a successful retirement plan.
Asset allocation is really a driving force for how much your accounts are going to grow.
Fred Sade is a financial fiduciary and retirement specialist.
I have to put the client's interest ahead of my own pocketbook at all times. I must be able to justify why I'm making the recommendations.
Money Matters USA with Fred Sade.
As if the bad financial advice or questionable advice you get from maybe work or the bar or the Thanksgiving table wasn't bad enough, now multiplied by thousands with the advent of social media and maybe wannabe financial influencers and very questionable advice. That's what Fred Sade is tackling in this 138th episode of Money Matters USA. Fred Sade is the founder and managing director of the fiduciary firm of the same name. Fred holds a PhD in economics from Duke University and years in the financial industry. Fred's focus is much needed, and that is retirement planning. Fred, we're going to you're doing a great service here, really countering and debunking even some bad financial advice on social media.
Well, I sure hope so. It's not just one guy who says he hates annuities and another guy who says the market returns a 12% return every year and you can take out 10% without going bankrupt. Mm-hmm. There's even worse. That's bad enough, but it's even worse because you've got these online platforms that have replaced the traditional water cooler where people stand around, you know, giving financial advice to people. And this is really, you know, significant because TikTok and YouTube are go-to places, you know, for advice. There's also television stuff with talking heads that give advice. And so many people are influenced. I mean, it's gone beyond buy this brand of toothpaste, you know, or this razor blade holder. That's not the end of the world. But when you're talking to people about their finances, and what they're doing is misleading, that's very dangerous. We already have a serious financial crisis, a retirement crisis in this country. And Larry Fink yesterday, or maybe it was the day before and it was publicized yesterday, was talking about the financial crisis in this country, something we've talked about before. And he's talking about what BlackRock is trying to do to deal with that, which is essentially offer a fund that has in effect an annuity option built into it, and he's recommending that Americans should use the Australian system. Well, if you follow the Australian system, which I do, there's a great publication called First Links, and it's a combination of Morningstar and Merrill Lynch Australia. And they're complaining about their own retirement system because it doesn't work. So nobody has an out-of-the-box panacea system that actually works. It has to be some combination of the equivalent of Social Security, a defined benefit plan, and some kind of growth option to offset longevity risk. Now, you can say that, as I'm doing right now, because that is the only solution that's going to work. But nobody is willing to do that. The Japanese have made it easy for their seniors to resume work because their social security system, their superannuation, their pension system doesn't work. It can't support. There aren't enough working people to support. And at the end of the day, longevity and population growth and jobs and the willingness to put money up right now for the future is a hard road to travel. And the SECURE Act, the original, and SECURE Act 2.0 is very, very confusing because on the one hand, it addresses 401k as the primary retirement savings methodology. On the other hand, it provides options for people who can reasons why you can borrow money. And if you do borrow money for certain things like purchase of a first home, medical bills, you don't repay that back. This is not the same thing as taking a loan out out of your 401k. If you're going to have the 401k as, in my opinion, as the major engine of growth for retirement income, then it should not be, in my opinion, accessed for any other purpose. And the fact that you're saying, yeah, it can be accessed in certain emergency situations, that says that we have an even bigger crisis that we don't have, that we have a saving crisis, and that's partly a function not just of consumption, but it's a function of inadequate wage growth in the country and labor and capital and innovation and technology are all of the components. And right now the technology, the buzzword is AI and even stuff that doesn't have AI or is minimal AI, everything is AI. And at some point this bubble is going to burst, and that's one of my concerns. So we probably should keep faith with the listeners and explore some of those myths that
Let's jump in. Just to give you an idea, the personal finance hashtag on TikTok alone has amassed 10.7 billion views. And then also, too, according to Wall Street Zen, 76% of Gen Zers scroll through TikTok or YouTube to get financial advice. There's a growing trend where people are cautioning others from utilizing the 401k. You mentioned the 401k a moment ago. We put together a montage of, some things a few creators are discussing discussing the 401k on TikTok.
401k is the biggest scam in America.
401ks are a scam.
401ks are the worst investment.
Screw the 401k.
The most idiots out there. Idiots. Oh, I have a 401k. Well, you've been sold a bill of goods, sweetheart.
401ks are just there to keep people at work, not great financial freedom.
Well, I mean, it's available at work. I mean, I've always thought you had to work before you retired, and calling it a scam and all of that. What are your thoughts, Fred?
Well, I think that 401k makes an awful lot of sense. It's easy. Thaler's concept of nudge, encouraging people to sign up at work, forcing them to opt out, it makes a lot of sense. And this is a way for people to save and put money away towards their future. And most companies will have some kind of match, and at least do enough to meet the match and get the free money from the employer. Now, once you go beyond that, there are other vehicles that can also be used. If you listen to these people who say that tax deferred savings or savings of any kind is terrible, a scam, that you're being foolish, How are you going to prepare for the future? Then you're in a situation where Social Security is your only source of retirement income, and that's true for almost half the country right now. And you really have to look at what is it that you're capable, you know, of doing, and at what point do you really want to retire, and how much are you going to need in order to be able to do that? And you know, some of these people I feel are hucksters. They've got the shiny pebble, and they've got these get rich, you know, quick schemes.
Yeah.
And they really don't make any sense. Now, we don't count wealth in your house, real estate. Let's talk about real estate for a minute. I'm not picking on real estate at all. I just want to talk about it. If you own some rental housing and you're getting income in the bucketing approach that we use, the time segmentation approach, that first bucket is your income bucket. And the income bucket has to be refilled so that you have constant monthly income. If you own a couple of income-producing properties, that's fine. If, on the other hand, you want to own even more real estate, you know, then that, or you want to invest in real estate futures, that's possible. But you're not going to do it for $100 or even $100,000. I mean, on a million, you're talking about $1 million. And if you're doing $1 million and you're going to take the risk of that and the arbitrage there, you're going to be charged 4-7% on money that you're going to borrow on $1 million on investing in $1 million to leverage that up. And you're investing in the CME Case-Shiller. And remember, Case-Shiller lags by 60 days. So right now, we are working with December results. And you can invest long-term options or short-term options. But a lot of companies that own a significant amount of real estate, or individuals who own a significant amount of real estate, commercial or residential, will play, you know, in that market. But if you own one or two, you know, homes for rental income, you're not likely, you know, to be invested on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange in Case-Shiller or Zillow. And but those are options for people who want to, you know, do that, already doing that, where they're not diversified whatsoever. And their play is in real estate, but you really have to know what it is you are, you're doing, and don't listen to these hucksters who tell you the 401k is terrible. It's not terrible, because the defined benefit pension plan largely does not exist unless you work for government or you work for a very, very large, you know, Fortune 100 corporation, and you're likely to find that's a frozen, pension plan. And just frozen doesn't mean it doesn't continue. It has to be in compliance, but it's just not terminated. So, I mean, the fact that we don't have the defined benefit plan is really important. So, borrow Malevsky's term, you have to pensionize some of your income. The other problem here is a psychological one. It's the inability of people to think about what their future self will look like. They always refer to the future self as in the third person. So it's a behavioral challenge that to work with people in taking short-term steps and short-term goals that they can relate to get them out so that their future self will thank their present self eventually for the money that you sent ahead in time. And that's what this process is. And it's very hard to get people to do that. That's the big challenge here. So anytime I hear somebody, bad mouthing the 401k, I want to hear what their alternative is, because it can't possibly match the worksite.
Well, their alternative could be our next item here, and that is trying to persuade someone to follow trends, to maybe mimic what the very successful people do. Although that's wonderful, except for the fact that I'm sure you would agree, Fred, it's really apples and oranges. We can't just look at what one successful person did and do the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, just because A is doing 1, 2, 3 doesn't mean that B should do 1, 2, 3. Everybody is different. There's no template that you're going to say that's valid for everyone. Everyone has a difference in what it is. It's one thing for some television star to come on TV and hawk, some product of some sort. So if you change your brand of toothpaste, it's not the end of the world. They all have fluoride, in them, or some brand that, it will be gentle on your tooth enamel. Now, what's the difference between A and B, if there is? I don't know what it is. Or some brand of deodorant, for example. I mean that's not the end of the world. But when you are talking about your financial future, your income, you have to decide what it is you want that future to look like. What you're going to do in that future, what you want your money to do for you in order to accomplish that. So the just listening to somebody, on television, or on the internet, or on YouTube, or TikTok, or wherever it is, whatever your favorite program is, or your favorite source, a good financial and retirement strategy is going to be specific to every individual, and it's what it is that works for you, and it doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. I mean, it has to be based on your risk tolerance and your risk capacity, and the more risk can be controlled. And the more certainty we have about protected income, the more risk capacity you have. The less control you have, the less risk capacity you have. And then we have this other problem that's being very well researched, which is significant underspending in retirement by people who could spend more but don't, because they are consumed with worry about running out of money, because they are trying to use a strategy that's a withdrawal strategy of some kind, and markets, volatility is unpredictable. Corrections are not. You're going to get, we get one every 5 years on the correction side. We get drawdowns about every 2.5 that are significant. So, but there's a difference between risk and volatility. So, again, these are really important considerations, and the other issue that I would raise here, and I do this all the time. I mean, if you look at Einstein's circle of knowledge, it has three components. There's a component that says this is what you know, Then there's another component right next to it, which says, this is what you don't know. And here's the problem, that there's a vast part, which is you don't know what you don't know.
Mm.
That, and so people who think they know it and know, and they know what they're looking for to fit into what they know, but none of that may be relevant.
Right.
And the problem then is they're not open to considering any other set of alternatives other than what they know. So we're back to Mark Twain's favorite mark, one of my favorites anyway, and I always clean it up. And Mark Twain said, it's not what you don't know that hurts you, it's what you know for certain that just ain't so.
I do love that too. And I know a lot of things I don't know, and I know that there are a lot of things that I don't know that I don't know. And I certainly don't get any clarification from social media on that. But we're not done. We're going to continue coming up, going down the rabbit hole of bad financial planning advice going viral on social media. We're going to cover, and not only social media, but we're going to cover a game show, a scam, and we'll talk about the FIRE movement. That's all coming up on Money Matters USA.
Is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Fred Saad at Money Matters USA at 800-593-8188. That's 800-593-8188.
So that is one way to reach out to Fred Saad, 800-593-8188, and also the website moneymattersusa.net. That is Fred's website, and you can learn about Fred, the firm, which is a fiduciary firm, Money Matters USA. Also, be sure to click the red light program and learn about red light on the dashboard in that program offered by Fred Saad. You can hear the podcast, and when you click podcast, you'll see the drop down for Stump the Guru, and you can submit a question to Fred there. And so the podcast, when you click that, instantly you'll have access to 137 other podcasts. You read the description on them and listen on demand. That's at moneymattersusa.net. Fred's offering a great service, and that is countering some questionable advice, and I'm putting that in air quotes, on social media. So we're going to get back to that. First, let's go to a game show. Survey says debt is good. That's actually the unsolicited advice given to a contestant by Steve Harvey on Family Feud.
Give me a milestone people achieve they can be proud of.
Well, one day, I would like to have no debt.
That's not gonna happen. debt is okay. OPM, other people's money, is how you get rich. You use other people's money, not yours. That's how you get rich.
I mean, that just came out of nowhere, but I mean, he's offering this advice about debt. What are your thoughts on his take?
Well, to be blunt about it, the federal prisons are filled with people who used other people's money.
That's right, exactly. No kidding. And, you know, I'm thinking about how would you use... I've heard of using the bank's money, like with a mortgage, but I'm thinking about those high interest rates, too, that you're facing with a credit card, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, there are instances where you might want to use leverage. But you have to remember that every time you do that, you are paying a risk premium for using leverage. The question is, do you want to pay that risk premium? Is it worth the amount of risk that's involved? And what you're going to pay for taking that risk, is the goal, is your purpose justified for doing that? Now, there is good debt and there is bad debt. Credit cards are bad debt. We know right now that people are heavily using credit cards, but that's unfortunate, but that's just a function of where we are right now in an inflationary environment. But if you just go out to use, just borrow and roll up debt, you can't just keep rolling, you know, the debt over. I mean, at some point you have to face the music, whether it's bankruptcy, whether it's a restructuring, you know, of debt, whether it's a debt repayment program. I mean, if you're going to use debt, you really have to be very prudent about how you're using it, why you're using it, and why you're willing to pay for the risk involved in taking on that debt. So I'm kind of surprised that a game show host would presume to give people advice about their finances. He's not qualified to provide that advice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm not used to, I like Steve Harvey on Family Feud, yeah, but I'm not used to him giving advice on it. But I guess the guy's comment, which is an admirable goal, triggered something in him. Wanted to get your thoughts on the FIRE movement. We're talking about things that are you know, trending on social media. Now, this has been for a while. Financially independent, retire early. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, if you recall, we could direct the listeners. We did a podcast about 2-3 weeks ago on retiring at age 55, and we did a deep dive on early retirement. But if that is your goal, that you want to retire at an early age, you know, 50, 55. Then you have to be really serious about preparing for that and investing for it, adjusting your living within a budget, testing that retirement budget, creating the assets, creating the income, creating an absolute lifestyle. And you have to decide, is this something that will be satisfying to you? Not everybody wants to retire early. Some people get an enormous amount of satisfaction out of the work we're doing. Well, I'm not talking about a guy that's driving a garbage truck, you know, and throwing garbage in the river. On the other hand, somebody might be an architect and have a successful practice. They might specialize in government buildings, for example, and they may get a lot of satisfaction out of that work. And they may not want to, you know, retire fully, or they may, you know, want to slow down and then phase themselves out because they get a lot of satisfaction out of doing that work. So everybody's situation is going to be different, but just this idea that you're going to retire early, where is this money going to come from? Where is the satisfaction? Where is the life that you're going to create? And I can suggest going to Fritz Gilbert's blog. He has a lot of stuff there. He's written a very, very interesting book. And I've heard him on the Wade Fow podcast, and I've heard and also on the Financial Experts Network that I belong to. And he appeared about a year or so ago on that. His blog has a lot of free stuff. And if you're thinking about early retirement, that's a good place to go. And also listen to our podcast in which we talked about retiring early, retiring at age 55. And we did a really deep dive on that. And then you can get more from Fritz Gilbert on the practical aspects, the mechanism, what it is that you have to actually do. And he gets very, very detailed in telling you his story, how he did it successfully. See if that works for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you can make it work, wonderful. But you just keep in mind with longevity. All right, so now let's move to a scam. This one is all the more troubling, and it probably would sound like a joke because it is that outrageous. But this went viral with 2.6 million likes on TikTok. And in fact, the multiple Fed banks issued warnings to the public not to fall for this trick. Any video, text, email, phone call, flyer, or website that describes how to pay bills using a Federal Reserve Bank routing number or an account at the Federal Reserve Bank is a scam. This was basically saying the Federal Reserve has secret million-dollar bank accounts for every American citizen.
If you look at your Social Security card, you look at the back of the card, there's a letter on the back of your Social Security card. Mine's G. That correlates with a Federal Reserve Bank. Take that routing number for that bank, which is on the internet, and then your Social Security number is the account number, and you literally have an account in a Federal Reserve Bank attached to your name with millions of dollars in it. I've actually used the number and routing number to test it, see if it works. I've used it on energy and the payment has gone through. So, yeah.
Gosh, that was really nice of them to set up those accounts for us, Fred.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that was. Who is that idiot? Who is?
I don't know. I don't even think I want to know. But how crazy is that?
Yeah, that is absolute nonsense. This is one of the top scams that's out there right now. You know, going back to 1937, 1939, there were two cases that went to the United States Supreme Court. And both cases were basically on this subject of, do you actually have an account with money in it in your name at the Social Security Administration? In other words, it's not like you have money at the ABC bank, and this is your account, and it's got whatever is in your savings account. No, there's no such thing. Mm-hmm. As that, there are no accounts. All you have is a general ledger, which is computerized today, and that just keeps track of your earnings and what your potential benefits are. But there's no specific account that has money in it that is your account. It just doesn't work that way. And this is very, very dangerous. I mean, this is really good grief. It's terrible. I mean, it's absolutely false. And you know, this is another place where this is in the don't know you don't know what you don't know. This is the DKDK, that vast part of the knowledge universe. Now, in Einstein's original diagram, that circle is incomplete, and it goes out because the knowledge always expands, but your knowledge doesn't necessarily expand. And one of the dangers is that people think through a particular process or particular action, and then they're frozen in that. They're not open to considering alternatives, or that knowledge has continued to grow, and there's more research on a particular topic, and our understanding has advanced, and that's beyond. I mean, I know what I know, you know, and that's it. You can't damn me. Mm-hmm. And that is terribly, terribly dangerous. So if you are even thinking about this advice, about Federal Reserve routing numbers, that's complete nonsense. There is no account. You have no account that you can go to the Federal Reserve or the Social Security Administration and say, here's my Social Security card, and I want to make a $100,000 withdrawal. It doesn't exist. You get paid based on transfers. Some of it is from the assets, from the payroll tax, from the trust fund every month, sometimes every 2 weeks, depends. These IOUs are monetized with special treasury bonds that are specific to Social Security. And let me also point out here that the Social Security Trust Fund is not the only trust fund that exists where this goes on. And the Treasury holds special auctions, you know, and then at some point, about 10 years from now, and it changes every year, it's 10 years, 9 years, 8 years, back to 10 years, that trust fund will run out. So Social Security needs to be modified, but you know, for people who are on Social Security, nothing's going to happen. And if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, nothing will happen. You know, over the last 30 years, life expectancy for the general population has increased by 4 years, and Social Security full retirement age increased by 2 years, from 65 to 66 to 67. So whatever changes that are made in Social Security aren't going to happen overnight. And yeah, our kids, our grandkids, their Social Security system is going to be a lot different than the one that we have now. I don't presume to know. I know all the stuff that's being talked about. I know the stuff that's being pitched, and I know what the president's budget proposes. I know what the what's been talked about. But then we have the usual stuff where no matter what happens, one party or the other is going to demagogue on Social Security. So it's hard to get a good solution to the problem. And any solution has to involve some kind of investment in equities, because over the long haul, equities will outperform bonds. In the short haul, bonds outperform equities, but you always have that risk premium that I spoke about earlier, and that has to be taken into account. So you have to have some form of guarantee in there. So I mean, any major change is always going to be difficult because you have the advocates who support the status quo, and you have people who want to change the status quo, and those who want to change the status quo are not always in agreement on what the change should look like. We also have a problem with Medicare, and that's set to run out, let's say in 8 years.
Wow.
And this is a major... This is a major problem, also, and that has to be, addressed. And you know, just putting more people into the system doesn't address the system. You know, there's a little known medical benefit, which is the short-term medical benefit. So for people who change jobs or retire earlier, not eligible for Medicare, who don't want to go into the Affordable Care System and don't want to take a continuation benefit from the former employer, they can buy short-term medical, which lasts 12 months and is renewable. And you can keep on doing that, you know, until you're Medicare eligible. Everything that I have seen shows that is continuing. Though I think you need, when we talk about myth busting, I think you need to be aware that because we are, you know, at the beginning of campaign season, there's going to be a lot of demagoguing over Medicare and the effort to push more people into the Medicare system. Now, there are some valid considerations here, particularly on these Part C Advantage plans. But if you're not Medicare eligible, there are alternatives to the Affordable Care Act, and the short-term medical is a very viable consideration. It's less expensive. It doesn't necessarily have huge deductibles, and if you're in that position, it's something that you should talk to your broker about. And if you don't know where to go, that's a reason for contacting us. While we do not sell health insurance, we certainly are familiar with it, and we can get you to the right place and to the right person who is highly knowledgeable about what your alternatives are.
Yeah, and quarterbacking sometimes part of that holistic process with Fred. Fred, a fiduciary. Fred, years in the financial industry, PhD in economics from Duke University. Please, if you're near retirement, seek out a professional for guidance and not somebody on social media. For Fred, you can reach out and wherever you are, schedule a consultation, 800-593-8188, 800-593-8188. Fred was talking about some podcast on early retirement. I know there are at least two in our menu of 137. One goes back to, it probably goes back a year and a half or more ago. But then there's one we did on early retirement just a couple of weeks ago. So you can access all of them at moneymattersusa.net. Click the podcast tab. Also, be sure to, if you're on Fred's site, click that red light tab for the red light on the dashboard program. Again, at moneymattersusa.net. And we treat you to these podcasts and great information from Fred every Friday. Thanks for being with us on Money Matters USA.
Investment advisory services offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. Fred Sade and his guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell in any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to the securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Money Matters USA, LLC. By contacting Money Matters USA, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.